the freedom to live your truth. Why is that even a big deal? Right? Who in the hell said a woman should not be comfortable living in her truth, embracing her story? You know, as women, we all get to our places of wisdom and self-empowerment in different ways. All of those ways are to be celebrated. All of those stories are the fabric that not only makes you who you are, but when you share that story, when you give other women a glimpse of that fabric, if you will, it's not only cathartic for you as the woman to embrace your path, how you got there, how you became who you are, it is also helpful for the women who are either currently on that path or who understand, as they were on a similar path, and that's how they developed their wisdom and their sense of self-empowerment. I mean, oh, it makes me so angry because I sarcastically say, who is to say, oh no, keep your experience to yourself? I say that with sarcasm, as I know, you know, just using the example of women comedians, once upon a time, and there's probably still an asshole or two that still feel this way. Oh, well, you can't be pretty and funny. You're either pretty or funny, but as a woman, you're not both. And I am thinking of so many examples, so many nationalities of the most gorgeous, hilarious women in comedy. So many. Ali Wong, Aisha Tyler, I could go on and on and on forever. I mean, for the same individuals who felt like a woman cannot be funny and beautiful, it's sort of the same group of individuals who feel like, oh, a woman's story, if that past is checkered, just keep that to yourself, darling. We don't really need to know all that. Well, fuck you. If she feels comfortable telling her story, whatever it may be, let her tell her truth. And in turn, she unconsciously is helping others identify their truth, and other women who had the same truth, who know that they are empowered and wise because of that truth, because of that checkered past. And was the path checkered? Or was the woman simply enjoying the freedom to be whoever she wanted to be? That's not up for debate. Ultimately, let's just be thankful for these women, beautiful, empowered, wise teachers. There are teachers. And those of us that get it, get it. And for the others who don't, take a beat. Take a look at your path. Is your fabric design top of the line? Or is it irregular? Now, after you've done that, had a good look, come back and tell these women that they don't have the right to share their stories, to acknowledge their checkered past, their fabric of their lives that made them who they are. Get it? Imposter syndrome. So real. So wrong. Where you are, that's where you're supposed to be. If you worked your ass off to get there, if perhaps you had a bit of help, but ultimately you might have had a bit of help getting there, but you have to maintain where you are. And you're not going to be able to maintain where you are if you don't know what the hell you're doing. So whatever that path is, however you got there, as women, own it, you know, and it is not for everyone to share their story. Not everyone feels comfortable doing so. But for those that do, own it. Know that we appreciate you. We admire you. You're laying the foundation so that all of us and all future generations of women know the power of our stories. Today is Wednesday, May 3rd, 2023, and this is your beauty note.